I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, August 13th. Mike Bellotti has dropped out of the race for Quincy Councilor at Large. Bellotti yesterday said he wants to focus on his role as Norfolk County Treasurer and that the time is not right to run for City Council. Bellotti's withdrawal leaves the three incumbents at Large councilors and William Burke to run for those seats in the November 2nd election. Quincy has over 101,000 residents. Results from the 2020 federal census show Quincy's population has grown from 92,000 in 2010 to over 101,000 last year. Mayor Thomas Koch says he feels the actual number is closer to 110,000 people because he feels many immigrants are undercounted. Quincy's Asian population grew to 31%. Massachusetts' population rose to over 7 million, up over 500,000 people since 2010. It is okay to beat the heat at 13 Quincy City beaches this week. Results of water tests taken on Wednesday indicate safe levels of bacteria in the water at the city-run beaches. A boat parade in honor of a young Weymouth boy battling cancer will be held tomorrow. Police say the Mighty Quinn Boat Parade will take place Saturday at 9:30 a.m., leaving from the Citgo staging area in Braintree. Boaters are encouraged to participate and decorate their vessels. The ride will travel out to Boston Light, and then we'll have lunch at the Town River Yacht Club in Quincy. 5-year-old Quinn Waters is the son of Quincy Police Officer Tara Waters and is battling brain cancer for the second time. The 34th annual August Moon Festival will be held on Coddington Street in Quincy Center this Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Admission is free, and there will be live entertainment and food. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, August 13th.